USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden officially the Democratic presidential nominee, picking up the official nod on night two of the party's Democratic National Convention, where Jill Biden, his wife, claimed her husband will help the country unite again.
The heart of this nation still beats with kindness and courage. That's the soul of America Joe Biden is fighting for now.
Among the many other speakers last night were former President Bill Clinton and Colin Powell, a Republican who's supporting Biden's candidacy. The lawyer for a former Minneapolis cop charged in the death of George Floyd claims Floyd overdosed on fentanyl. That's the attorney's argument as to why his client's charges should be dropped. Thomas Lane charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder. Lane's lawyer says Floyd swallowed the drugs during his arrest, contributing to his own death. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. A new artificial intelligence breakthrough could make MRI scans significantly faster. So a scan that takes an hour today may take just minutes in the future. Faster scans would be better for patients, especially those who are in pain, young children, and others who have trouble remaining still. The new technique was developed by Fast MRI, an open source research project from NYU Langone Health and Facebook AI. Now, a first of its kind clinical study to be published in the American Journal of Retinology confirms these AI-created images are just as diagnostically accurate as traditional MRIs. Additional testing is underway, and the Fast MRI team is open sourcing their code to enable others to use and build on their work. Dr. Michael P. Recht is the Lewis Marks Professor and Chair of Radiology at NYU Langone Health.
This is a significant milestone, and it shows that with AI, we can significantly improve the patient experience and provide the benefits of MRIs to many more people.
Visit fastmri.org.
President Trump suggesting a business-like solution to saving the Postal Service, tweeting yesterday that it should charge Amazon and other similar retailers much more per package, saying the move would immediately bring the Postal Service to good health while saving all jobs. He ended the tweet by saying, "Get it done." It comes as the USPS is in a continued financial struggle, but did say yesterday cost-cutting moves would be delayed until after the election. It turns out most Americans would prefer to vote in person this November. A new CNN poll shows 43% of people say they would prefer going to the polls on Election Day as normal, with precautions. 22% would like to drop off their ballot at a polling place ahead of time. Only 34% of the respondents said they would prefer to vote exclusively by mail. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The World Health Organization is now encouraging people to get the flu shot, saying it may be more important than ever before. It says that's because immediately determining the difference between the flu and COVID-19 is difficult. There are an estimated billion annual flu cases around the globe each year, of which 3 to 5 million are considered severe. Though in most folks who don't have underlying health problems, it's certainly not as deadly as apparently COVID-19. Rhode Island was plugging one of its favorite foods and most popular products at last night's edition of the Democratic National Convention.
The calamari comeback state of Rhode Island casts one vote for Bernie Sanders and 34 votes for the next president, Joe Biden.
A Rhode Island state representative there, standing next to a giant plate of calamari as he spoke those words, and then announced that while the restaurant and fishing industries in his state have been decimated by the pandemic, that famous appetizer is still available in all 50 states. And a dent in the Earth's magnetic field over South America and the Atlantic Ocean is growing, and NASA says solar radiation coming through that weak spot is causing problems for passing satellites and the International Space Station. The astronauts are safe on board, but the dent regularly causes the state's data collection service to lose a couple of hours' worth of data every month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.